Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, happy Wednesday, and welcome to today's episode of Just Us Talks with Tisha. I am your host, Tisha Hillman, and I am a Maryland-based attorney. I practice in the areas of family law, criminal law, and also in the area of personal injury. Thank you guys so much for keeping us on the air, or I guess on the internet, for the last year and for supporting the topics that we discuss. Our goal is always to provide information to the people that listen to our shows and always hoping that we can enlighten, encourage, inspire, and motivate people to the best version of themselves. And so, folks, I want to go ahead and jump right on in because there is so much to talk about today. And I apologize if there may be a little bit of static on the line. We may be having some technical issues this morning, but I hope that clears up and I hope that does not affect, the quality of what you guys are hearing on your end. Thank you again for supporting us and for tuning in. So I'm not sure if you guys have been paying attention to what's been going on in the news as of late. And I feel like I can say this, and I probably actually do say this every single week, but since this current administration was inaugurated January 20th of 2017, it's really been a nonstop. The word that I want to use is probably not appropriate for air, but it's been a nonstop circus is the word that I'm going to choose to use. And most recently, Donald Trump has decided that he would like to throw himself a military-style parade. Specifically, he said that he wants a parade just like they did in France. Now, folks, let me explain something. I'm not sure how long many of you have been alive, but I know that for the last 4 decades, I've never seen anything like this. 4 decades, I've never seen a president behave the way that this president does. I've never seen a president request that federal funding be spent to throw himself a parade. Right, it's like throwing yourself your own birthday party and then charging people for entry. Who does that, right? So we know that the social mores say that social mores and conventions say that those are not the things that you do. And the thing that I find most interesting about this whole situation is as this country is dealing with the DACA issue and immigration, as we are dealing still all these years later with the Flint water crisis, the fact that half the island of Puerto Rico still is without power, we are still dealing with the issue of health care, specifically as it relates to children in the CHIP program. We're talking about other things, in which we'll delve into a little bit in the show today, with social services being cut, taxes being raised on the poor in order to benefit the wealthy, and yet this president wants to spend millions, if not billions, I have not seen the numbers, but we at least know that it's not going to be $500, right? It's going to be at least millions of taxpayer dollars, only to throw himself a parade. Now, let's not forget all of the man hours and Secret Service and other personnel that have been spent on the president's weekly, it seems like, golf outing, all of the millions that were spent on Melania Trump, because I don't refer to her as the first lady, but as Melania Trump staying in New York, because that's where she wanted to be, with her son. So the millions of dollars that are spent on all of these things, and yet somehow this country wants to convince people that we don't have money to give babies health care. that we don't have money to give electricity to keep people alive in the hospitals and in their homes. Citizens of this country don't have money to keep them alive by way of electricity. But yet we have money for this president to throw himself a parade down Pennsylvania Avenue in the District of Columbia with full-on military tanks and all of this kind of stuff. Why? Why? And so the thing that's so funny is we always hear that the Republican Party is God, country, family, and fiscal conservatism, right? But yet, here we are, and none of the pundits that usually speak out about the things that happened in the last 8 years, none of these pundits have spoken out to say, wait a minute, why is this country wasting millions of dollars on a parade for this president? As if there are not more pressing issues that need to be dealt with. So, you know, folks, when we talk about and we think about leadership, that's not leadership, right? Because a couple days ago, the Dow Jones plummeted 1,000 points. And if you pay attention to this president's Twitter feed or any of the multiple news sources that follow seemingly his every move, he likes to take credit for things that were done and can be attributed to past administration, but he has an uncanny way of never saying a single word when things like that happen, when the Dow Jones plummets. That's not his fault, but yet if the Dow Jones were to increase, that would be his victory. And that's not what leadership looks like, because a real leader, a true leader, knows that you have to not only take the good, but you also have to take the bad. You have to take responsibility for the negative things that have happened under your watch and all of the victories that have happened under your watch as well. But, you know, this president is so obsessed with adulation and praise that he has to have sycophants around him that are going to okay and nod at his every request. And the thing that scares me is that those are the type of things that lead not only to promoting democracy, I'm sorry, not to promoting democracy, but that is the beginning. And I would venture to say we are already there. I would venture to say we're not even at the beginning. I would say that we're already there in a full-on authoritarian dictatorship regime. Because when you have a president who requires that that agencies that are supposed to be nonpartisan, meaning there is no political affiliation. It's not about politics. It's just about, you know, serving the country. When you have agencies in our government whose heads are asked for their loyalty to this administration, then that means that we're picking sides. And if you're on the side solely of politics, then that means that you're not thinking about the needs of every single person in our country. When you have a situation where the president wants to throw himself a random parade in the middle of D.C. just because, those are the makings of an authoritarian regime. And so when we ask ourselves, how does a dictator come to power? Is no one, you know, people ask, is no one around him? People doing as someone like that would rise to power? For example, you know, you think about Nazi Germany. How did someone like Hitler rise to power and get to the place where we're throwing Jews in concentration camps and death chambers? How does that happen? And it happens simply as we're watching right now, we have a front row seat to exactly how that happens. You have a person who is surrounded by people who are okaying the every move, and no one has moral compass or the courage of conviction to say, no, this is wrong. Enough is enough. It was not enough when black people were attacked. It was not enough when Mexicans were called rapists and murderers. That wasn't enough. It wasn't enough when the Access Hollywood tape came out. Folks, we are really on a scary path in this country, and it's frightening. And one of the other frightening things, we talked before on the show about the Department of Justice is, or has, I should say, released, I guess you would call it a memo, and I guess with the Devin Nunez memo circulating right now, and that being the most talked about thing, maybe memo is the best word, but essentially that's what it was. It was a memo by the Department of Justice, and the memo talked about so-called black identity extremists. And essentially, there's really no label, there's really no definition, if you will, on what that actually means. And when Jefferson Beauregard, because that's how you have to say Beauregard, when Jeff Sessions was questioned by the Senate about the so-called black identity extremists and what's swirling around that, he said, I haven't read it. I don't know. I'd be curious to know myself. Those were his words. I'd be curious to know myself. So you want us to believe Jefferson Beauregard Sessions that the head of the Department of Justice, the Attorney General of the United States, does not know instructions that have come out of his that specifically target black American citizens who are protesting police violence against black people. And so, folks, this likens back to COINTELPRO, right? This likens back to the times when the government was targeting black, black speakers and black people like the Black Panther Party, Martin Luther King Jr., right? These people were targeted because they had the audacity to ask for equality, to ask for change, to ask to not be killed. And so as of December of 2017, the Department of Justice has now prosecuted at least one person, at least that we know of, want to incite violence against the police. Mind you, there has been not a single incident, think about it, not a single incident of any black person or group of black people openly attacking law enforcement. That just hasn't happened. So it's simply untrue. And what we are witnessing, folks, is a way for our government to silence peaceful protest. And what you call that is a constitutional rights crisis. That is a constitutional rights protesting their own victimization at the hands of its government and then being targeted by the government for doing so and being prosecuted and perhaps incarcerated for speaking up for inequality. This is what you have when you have an administration who has ran on a platform of hate and injustice. And so I say all of this, folks, and I take up so much time of the show today talking about this because it's serious. And it baffles me that more people aren't talking about this, but then again, it's not really shocking because usually, as it pertains to the rights of the ordinarily disenfranchised, the voice is not as loud when it comes to media. Our voices are not made as loud. Our issues are not as clear. But what is loud is the retaliation that comes as a result of that. For example, when the NFL players, who are not just NFL players, they're citizens of this country, decided that they wanted to peacefully protest by taking a knee during the national anthem and before the flag of the United States, that is called a peaceful protest under the Constitution of the United States. We have the right to redress of grievances. But when you have a situation where the President of the United States is actually attacking citizens for these peaceful protests, it sparks other people to attack people for having peaceful protests. And so to appease the base that elected this president, what we have is a constitutional crisis that is targeting for protesters. Now, once again, you would think that in a country that is facing potential nuclear war and annihilation at the hands of North Korea, Flint being out of, you know, Flint having dirty water and charging its citizens for it, the devastation of hurricanes still causing issues with people of Puerto Rico, you would think that our government has other things to do that are more pressing. But when you're trying to promote an agenda, you think about where the money is going. And so, you know, I've heard it once said that if you want to know what's important to someone, look at how they spend their money. And, you know, that's what I would say about where we are in our spending our money, is at celebrating a president who needs praise all the time because perhaps he did not get the pony he wanted when he was a child. But for whatever reason, I would say that he should probably hire a therapist and not spend millions of dollars praising himself. But that's not what's happening. And so, folks, if we don't want to revisit history, and I know this president is all about taking us back to a quote-unquote better time, but a better time for whom? For whom? Because it's certainly not for people who believe in justice and equality. But if we are really serious about really for all people, as our Bill of Rights states, if it's really about justice and equality, then if we don't want to take a front row seat and grab the popcorn to witness the change of our democracy to an authoritarian regime, then as citizens, we certainly have to speak up when injustices happen. Because in the words of the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., as we just celebrated his birthday and we talk about how great of a man he is, unless we all are free, none of us are free. And with that being said, folks, I wanted to kind of wrap up the show. And in order to maintain your freedom, you have to be familiar with what your rights actually are. Because as we know, and I've said before on the show, it's legal for the police to lie to you, claim they have evidence that they don't, whatever the case may be, in order to get you to talk. And so I'm not sure if it's I don't know if it's the advent of things like the internet. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the access to television that has people really believing that they should continue to talk to police if they are in custody. Because I've said before on the show, when it comes to making a case, police are not are there to solve a case. They're there to make arrests, right? And so if you have a situation where you are being stopped by police, the first rule of thumb is to shut up. I'm going to say that again. If you have a situation in which you encounter police and you are being detained and questioned by police, the reason I say that is because this little thing called Miranda versus Arizona. Miranda versus Arizona was the seminal case that gave us Miranda rights. And so when it comes to Miranda rights, we all know the you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law, right? On and on and on about the right to an attorney, blah, 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 blah. But Miranda rights don't actually kick in, so to speak, until there is a custodial interrogation. And so what that means is, first, you have to actually be in custody. You have to actually be detained by the police and not be free to leave. If you are not free to leave, which is always a question that I tell people, that if you are detained, or if you are stopped by police, you must ask, am I free to leave? If you are free to leave, then leave. If you are not free to leave, then that means that you are being detained. Being detained and being arrested is different, right? But if you are being detained or arrested and you are being subject to a custodial interrogation and police are questioning you, you have the right to remain silent. And not only do you have that right, but you have a legal and constitutional obligation, or police do at least, to explain that to you. Because if the police do not explain those rights to you, everything that you say during that custodial interrogation can be thrown out because your rights were violated. Now, here's the tricky thing about that. And I spoke to someone about this yesterday. How do you prove a negative, right? How do you prove what didn't happen? So unless there is a video recording or something of the sort, more often than not, the courts are going to believe law enforcement. And so this is why I believe law enforcement is so comfortable violating the rights of citizens, because many citizens, one, don't know their rights, and two, even if they do, they know that they can go in and they can write a report to say whatever it is they want to say, and guess who the court is going to believe? Now, maybe some of my friends who work in the prosecutor's office will explain things a little bit differently, but the law remains the same. And so at the end of the day, folks, if you are being subjected to a custodial interrogation, don't say anything, because everything can and will be used against you in a court of law. And even if you are not being subject to a custodial interrogation, I would say still shut up. Because the facts are really going to come down to not only who the court believes, but the order of events. And that is why if you are talking to an attorney, if you have a case and you're talking to an attorney about something that happened, and you want to know what your legal rights are, make sure that you always tell the attorney everything, regardless of how innocuous, regardless of how, tertiary it may seem. It could potentially change the outcome of your case. And so these small details are important. And so, folks, if you have any questions about what your constitutional rights are, there are organizations, ACLU, that post all kinds of things on their website, but there's also the law office of Tisha S. Hillman. Give us a call, 301-744-7996. And if you want to kind of stay tuned with what's going on, maybe in the law or in our office, you can also visit us on our website at www.tshillmanlaw.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at T.S. Hillman, and to like us on Facebook with the same handle, T.S. Hillman Law at Twitter. You know what I mean? At T.S. Hillman Law on Twitter. And follow us on Facebook at T.S. Hillman Law. Now, folks, I'm not really sure. I just want to wrap up the show by addressing very, very briefly misconception. When we talk about our rights and we talk about how to protect those rights, we got to remember that if the information did not come from a reliable source, don't use it to fight your legal case, right? Too many times I meet with or talk to people who believe that they know the law based on something they probably have seen on television or heard from someone else who was not an attorney. And folks, I guarantee you, 99.9% of the time, the information that you've received is wrong. And, you know, I recently had a conversation with someone who was, you know, they had an encounter with law enforcement, and they proceeded to do things that did not help their case at all, and it probably exacerbated the situation. And it was largely based on information that was false, that they believed that whatever, if they were going to be charged with anything, it was going to be relatively minor, only to find out they were facing 3 felonies. So, folks, know your rights, but know your rights from a reliable source. Follow us, like our page, and tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. But until then, folks, always remember that when it comes to justice, sometimes it really is just us.